I definitely don't look at my car the same way after all that happened last week. Which, if you missed it, the short story is there was a rat inside my car. It had crawled up into my wheel well and died. The only reason that I knew about it was, one, the stench, and two, there was a tail hanging out. If you want to see the rat recovery, I actually did post a video. It's on K-Frog's Instagram. But honestly, I was scared to share the story because I was like, ooh, people are going to think I'm a dirtbag. Like, I don't take care of my car. And my car was very dirty, but not dirty like that, that there should be animals living in it. So thank you to the people who sent text messages and DMs about, hey, this has happened to me. And wow, some of the damage that rats have caused. Like, one person sent me a DM saying their car is in the shop right now with $10,000 worth of damage due to a rat who just crawled into their car and started chewing on wires. Luckily, mine was not that expensive. It was a $12 drive-through car wash and $6 worth of those Invent car air fresheners. But since this whole rat debacle has happened, it's like new fear unlocked of animals that could have crawled into my car. I'm already kind of regretting doing this, but what animal have you found in your car? Was it a rat? Was it something worse? Maybe it was something cute and fuzzy. I'm hoping we're going cute and fuzzy. What did you find in your car? I want to hear from you. You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. I've always said my house has felt like a zoo with my family in and out and my children being animals, but I never knew my car would be a zoo with a rat in it. Last week, a rat crawled up into the wheel well of my car and died. This has been like a whole thing, but I'm kind of glad to know I'm not alone. 951 texted and said, we had a rat living in the trunk of our car. It was a menace. He would hiss at me when I tried to clean up the dog food that he spilled. Okay, raccoon? No. I'm calling somebody. Get that raccoon out of my car. Those things are mean. Cody in Temecula, did you find an animal in your car?
I actually work for a car dealership, and I do rat insurance claims all the time.
What is the worst that you've seen?
I seen a dead cat inside an engine bay. Yeah, it was a big dead cat.
Was that one of those cases, though, where it like probably crawled up to try and get warm, and then unknowingly the person turned their car on and fried cat?
And they drove it around like that for a week.
Oh, gosh.
It smelled so bad. It was bad. Terrible.
Oh, and poor little gumballs just probably melted to the engine.
Yeah, it was bad. But the thing is, the cars now, they use peanut oil for their plastics. And that's why the rats go in there, because they smell food. So it's not that your car is dirty.
Oh.
The plastics are coated in peanut oil now.
So they're attracted to it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, how many a month would you say that you get of these kind of insurance claims?
Oh, at least 5 or 6. I have 2 in my shop right now that are $5,000 each for damage.
So my situation could have been way worse, is what you're saying, Cody. Thank you for your call. Have you found an animal in your car? I want to hear from you. You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. About you, but I spend a lot of time in my car, which freaks me out knowing that I was in my car for so much time, not knowing that there was a rat stuck in my car. Now, it was like the outside of my car. It got stuck up in the wheel well, but even still, disgusting to know that it was there. Chris sent me a DM and said, your rat is nothing. I started my truck one morning. There was a cat in there. I didn't see anything, and I have no sense of smell, so I drove it around for a week. People were walking up and down at my building going, where is that dead smell coming from? I had no clue it was coming from my car. I will say the rat smell was the first thing to tip me off. The second was the tail hanging out where I knew, we have a problem. But did nobody notice that their cat was missing for a week? And thank you, Janine. Your text message is exactly what I was scared of. If a rat could crawl up there, then that means a snake could crawl up there. She said she works on a ranch and the ranch manager always leaves her truck open when she's unloading it. One day on their way home, a snake came out from underneath her seat. No, that is a burn the car down, never getting back in it moment. Mark from the 909 texted in and said, when they travel, their biggest problem they deal with is squirrels who, much like rats, like to crawl up into your car and create all kinds of damage. I don't know. There's just something cute about a squirrel that it doesn't give me as much of the eebie-jeebies as a rat does. Oh my gosh. And then check this out from the 909. Says, I had a friend who had a rat eat her wiring, which we're hearing this morning is pretty common. But not only did the rat eat the wiring, it ate her seats. The repair shop said it's likely because of putting things like a pizza box or fast food on your seat when you go pick up the food. The rats could smell the grease, and they're always looking for food. Well, then it's a good thing that rat didn't get into my car, because there's a lot of fast food that goes through my car.